One of the key events of the New Testament is the day of Pentecost. Pentecost meaning 50th. It was the 50th day from the Lord's resurrection. There have been 7 weeks in between. And if you remember, our last Sunday was 7th Sunday of Easter. Pentecost is also known as the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Harvest, and was counted from the offering of a sheep of which was offered before God in the same manner. Resurrected Christ offered himself to God the Father as the first fruit of the resurrection or the firstborn from the dead. From that day to the day of Pentecost, there were exactly 50 days. The Feast of Harvest typifies the enjoyment of the rich produce brought in by the resurrected Christ. This also signifies that believers, by receiving the bountiful Spirit on the day of Pentecost, not only have entered into the good land, but also have participated in the bountiful riches of the all-inclusive Christ. On the day of Pentecost, in the year AD 30, disciples of Christ were gathered together in Jerusalem. Suddenly the Spirit of God filled each one of them and marked them with tongues of fire. On that day, the church was born. On that day, the church was born. It is a time when the church traditionally concentrates on the gift of the Holy Spirit and the ways in which it strengthens the church. It is a time to consider how the Spirit has created and sustained faith in our lives. It is a time to explore how the Spirit empowers our witness so that others might have faith. Pentecost is the inauguration of a new era, the era of the Spirit. Pentecost was a unique event, a Holy Spirit baptism only experienced in Acts chapter 2 by the Jewish and in Acts chapter 10 by the Gentiles. It was also an event that set in motion realities that we experience today. What does Pentecost mean to us today? What does Pentecost mean to us today? Friends, the disciples of Christ were just a handful of rather ordinary men, a few fishermen, a former tax collector, and a few farmers. Yet, through these ordinary people, God built a church which has lasted now over 2,000 years. In less than 300 years, that small, insignificant Jewish sect became the official religion of the entire Roman Empire. And today, the Church of Jesus Christ circles the globe. The disciples of Christ did not have power to birth the church. Their strength was in the God they trusted. Sometimes we wonder if what happened at Pentecost can happen today. We wonder if we can gain a deeper understanding of the Holy Spirit and experience its transforming strength. We want to deal with our own feelings of spiritual inadequacy. God answers these questions and other questions we are really asking. We are created for union and communion with the Holy Spirit. God does the same thing today, but in a different way. He speaks through both chosen people and simple people like you and me. That this leads to another point. Every believer has the Spirit. Every believer has the Spirit. Peter was very clear on that Pentecost morning. Who receives the Holy Spirit? If we read further in the same chapter, which is chapter 2, which had been read before us this morning, and if we read verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That promise is for every person. Every person who repents, turn from their sin, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, which simply implies belief in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And every believer is given the Holy Spirit as a sign of God's promise. The Holy Spirit gives us a taste of God's kingdom right now. For Christian believers, the question is not whether we have the Spirit of God living within us. The answer is very clear, yes. A text has been read to us this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where the Apostle Paul writes about the fact that each of us has been given a spiritual gift. Each of us has been given a spiritual gift. Through our baptism, we have obtained the same power of God to see us through all the ups and downs of life. The Spirit of God comes to us in our baptism and remains with us, calling to us worship, as we have come here to worship the Lord, bringing to us service, gathering us together as a body, as we are all gathered here, enlightening us about the truth of God and continually making us holy before God. All this happens day in and day out in our lives. The Spirit is quietly at work each day we live. The Spirit is there with us as we manage our business, as we raise our family, as we work for another person, as we teach, and as we learn. The Spirit of God is there in all that we do. Thus, Holy Spirit brings His power into our lives in a quiet and unremarkable way. The Holy Spirit is given to all believers, not to glorify us, but to glorify God. The Holy Spirit is given to all believers, not to glorify us, but to glorify God. The nature of this Spirit empowers us to live, first of all pointing to Christ. The kind of life God intends for us to live points not to us, not to our accomplishments, but to the Lord of life, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit works with our spirit so that we might experience the righteousness of Christ in our lives. It is the Spirit that convicts us of our sins, shows us that we really are not as good as we think we are. And then in that realization, we fall on our knees at the foot of the cross, begging for Christ's mercy. And it is that Spirit who comes with that mercy, with the righteousness of God, and washes away our sins. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba Father, it is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children. It is this Spirit that comes into our lives, into the church, to allow us to spread God's message of love to all people. It is this Spirit which points not to itself, but to Christ. It is this Spirit which allows us to point not to ourselves, but to Christ. It is this Spirit which makes the church the body of Christ, the most unique organization on the face of the earth." This part of Paul's letter to the church at Corinth is emphasizing that many people with different gifts, all working together as one church, one body, serving God by using the gifting He has given to speak, to heal, to teach, to build up, to glorify God together. God is the one who is in control. We are His church, His people, His children, and He gives each of us for His service. A special gift is given to each of us, so we can function. God has given us a special gift. Every born again, spirit-filled disciple of Jesus is gifted in some way. But the question is, do we use the gift or gifts we have been given to glorify God? Do we use the gift or gifts we have been given to glorify God? Or do we ignore or misuse the gift we have been given? So today, just as it was for Jesus' disciples at that Pentecost, God's Holy Spirit is still with us and comes to fill each one of us. His Spirit of Truth, help us remember and understand Jesus' teaching, not mine. Help us feel His presence with us in our hearts. Help us to belong to His church here in St. Clement's and to carry the light and love of Christ into our world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.